Welcome to Season 5 of the Twin Flame Truth Podcast. I'm El Hari, number one international best-selling author and Twin Flame in Ascension alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. A huge benefit and reason for the Twin Flame journey is for your purpose to become clear to you. As such, many of our students feel called to help others with their Twin Flame journeys. It's also not surprising that they develop an entrepreneurial spirit, since professional, financial, and creative growth is directly correlated to spiritual development. This is why we launched our groundbreaking Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy this year with astounding success. In this academy, we not only train and certify future coaches in our industry-leading, no-fail process and methods, but we also help them establish and grow thriving coaching businesses of their own. I'm beyond excited and grateful for everyone who chooses to devote their livelihood to this endeavor, as it helps me further my own personal mission and purpose to help as many people as possible throughout the world with their twin flame and spiritual ascension journeys. The diversity of our students in this program is enabling us to help people in numerous languages and countries and provide a plethora of choices and coaches for people in different situations, such as, for example, people experiencing a twin flame journey who are autistic or have other special needs. If you feel at all called to help others on their journey, either now or in the future, we would love the opportunity to provide you with the very best training and support in starting and growing a thriving coaching business that not only fulfills your purpose and provides a lucrative lifestyle for yourself, but also guides others through the most important thing they will ever experience throughout any of their lifetimes. If this is of interest to you, please click the link in the show notes and schedule a clarity consultation to find out more about this amazing, life-changing opportunity. The only requirement to be accepted is that you are experiencing a twin flame journey yourself. You can enroll in our Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy, no matter where you are in your journey and whether or not you are in contact with your twin flame. The tuition for the academy can be tax deductible as a business expense. Please confirm this with your CPA or tax advisor, as I do not dispense tax advice, though. And multiple funding options are available. Partial scholarships may also be available if you're fluent in another language and are willing and able to provide translation services. Please ask your Clarity coach if this is something that interests you to see if you qualify. As with previous seasons, the episodes in Season 5 have been taken from previous recordings of my Twin Flame Truth TV series. Thanks so much for your continued support, and I hope you enjoy and resonate with Season 5. Lots of love. Hey guys. Welcome to Twin Flame Truth TV. I'm El Hari, Twin Flame alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. I'm losing my voice. It's a little chilly here today in Florida for us. It's only getting the 60s, thus my sweater, and thus my voice. So please bear with me. Before we get into this episode, I would just like to quick housekeeping announcement that if you would like to come to my live event, A Journey to Love, on December 14th in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, and you weren't able to enroll in my coaching program that began on November 22nd, with which you received admission to this event, you are in luck, because not all my students who enrolled in my program are able to attend the event. So their spaces have become available. There's only a few of them, but they are available right now. There's only a few, so I don't know how long they're going to be available. But if you are interested in coming, definitely PM me for pricing information and other details, and we can get those to you ASAP. And then if you want to come still, we can, you know, sign you up and give you one of those spaces. Friday is the deadline to purchase admission to it, whether, you know, these spaces are taken up or not. So definitely get on that, PM me as soon as you can, if you are interested at all. Okay, so having said that, today's episode, we are going to be discussing what your fear-based push-pull energy actually fears. I'm always talking about fear-based energy, and of course it means fear, but what does it fear? You know, what is it afraid of itself? And the answer to that is your fear-based push energy and your pull energy. And remember, regarding the twin flame relating experience, you are the push of that, of your soul there, and your twin flame is the pull, most likely if you're watching this video, okay? Most likely, the majority of you watching this video, you're the push, your twin flame's the pull. So what is the fear-based push energy and that fear-based pull energy that your twin flame has? What does it actually fear? It fears a loss of control. Let me explain. So the fear-based push energy and pull energy, it controls the mind, right? It's all in the mind. It's mind stuff. So and your mind, due to this fear-based push-pull energy, always is under the illusion, not truth, but illusion that it's in control, right? I mean, and this is just not even regarding the twin flame journey. This is regarding everything. Like, for example, you know, your mind, I mean, that's why, you know, people, there's a belief that knowledge is power, right? And, you know, you Google things, you have a quest and a search and a curiosity for information about things. You want to know things. That's all fine and perfect. I mean, as a human being with a mind, that's what the mind does. But why does the mind want to do that? Because it feels like the more it knows, the more in control it is. Right. And, you know, when you're uncertain about something, when you're doubting something, when you don't know something, you know, you feel a little bit nervous, anxious, you know, there's anxiety there. That anxiety and anxiety and nervousness, things of that nature are fear. It is a form of fear. And so why would you feel that those ways when you think you don't know something or you're not getting something? It's because of the fact that your mind, run by the push, pull, fear-based energy, thinks that if it doesn't know something and it feels uncertain about something, it doesn't like that. It feels like it doesn't feel secure in that. What the false sense of control gives the fear-based push-pull energy is a false sense of security, right? When really, here's the thing. Your mind and your fear-based push-pull energy are never in control. Your soul is controlling everything. It's orchestrating everything in your life. It's orchestrating everything in every lifetime, in between every lifetime, right? Your mind isn't even there in between every lifetime. You only get a mind when you come into the physical form, right? So it's a very false sense of control. It's a very false sense of security. But nonetheless, that is what it's fearing. So to use an example regarding, say, the twin flame journey, right? When you're pushing, when your fear-based energy pushes onto your twin flame, and remember, it's energy push. We're concerned on the energetic level. It doesn't have to do with like what it manifests or what it appears is going on in the physical world, right? But for example, your push fear-based energy for your twin flame, you could become obsessively thinking about them. You could be, stalking them, you know, on social media or even like in real life, you know, driving around, finding them, driving by their house, looking for them, whatever. You could be, asking around about them. You could be staying friends with their friends, you know, just to feel like some kind of connection with them. You could even be avoiding them and, ignoring them, blocking them on purpose, you know, for a reason to get a reaction out of them. But you're doing something or anything with a focus on your twin flame. Right? And that's what the push is. The focus is there on the twin flame. Ultimately, you're doing it to get a response or a reaction or try to cause your twin flame to feel or think a certain thing or way. Right? That is the push fear-based energy in the twin flame relating dynamic. So, you know, but every time you do any of that, like I said, it's doing what? With a focus to get a reaction or response from, your twin flame. And so right there, that's how it feels like it's controlling your twin flame by doing those things. It feels like if it gets a reaction or response out of your twin flame, that it's controlling that part of your twin flame, right? It's in control there to have your twin flame, you know, react or respond, right? And so that is the sense of the false sense of control. Your push fear-based energy feels that or thinks that it's getting when, you know, it's focusing on the twin flame and acting, you know, and doing things with a focus on the twin flame, right? So that's from the push side. That's an example from the push side. It really feels like it's controlling your twin flame if it can cause your twin flame to feel or do a certain thing in reaction, right? So for the pull energy, your twin flame, how their pull energy, how your pull energy via your twin flame is feeling that it's controlling you is that when it feels that push, your push energy push onto it, and again, this is on the energetic level, it feels it,
Because again, even if you're actively avoiding or ignoring or, you know, blocking your twin flame from something, if you're doing it with a focus to get a reaction or response from your twin flame is feeling that energy still push on them, right? Even though physically you may be like ignoring them. But your energy underneath it all, the whole point of ignoring them is to get a reaction out of them. So they're feeling that energy, right? That's the push, the energetic level that they feel. So when the pull energy feels the energetic push, it feels suffocated. It feels like, you know, that it can't breathe, that it's being smothered almost, right? So then the pull pulls away. It doesn't focus. It focuses everywhere else but on you, right? On the push. And so by doing that, it's controlling the push. It feels like it's in control because it feels like it's in control by, you know, not allowing itself to be manipulated by the push energy, if that makes sense. So the push energy feels like it's in control by trying to get reactions and responses and stuff from the pull energy. The pull energy feels like it's in control by, you know, focusing anywhere else but on the push energy because, you know, it feels like it then is out of, like, you know, the manipulation of the push energy, right? And the pull energy also, I mean, it pulls away. They're both ways the fear-based energy is, they're very manipulative. It's a very manipulative game. And remember, everyone in the entire world, every person reacts with everyone else in push-pull energy on this push-pull energy level. It's just no one else is the exact same push and pull energetic vibration as the twin flames. That's why the twin flames, it's way more intense. The twin flames don't switch back and forth. You're always a push, your twin flame is always the pull. And that's also why when you stop pushing, your twin flame stops pulling. With other people, you know, it's not like that. Like you and someone else could also both be the push at the same time, or you can switch back and forth from push to pull with each other. Or, you know, if you just are not pushing or pulling, they can still be pushing and pulling it out. They're not you. They're not your exact same energy frequency like the twin flame. But that's what makes the twin flame journey, you know, all about you, right? So anyway, it's all an attempt on the energetic level to control. It's subconscious, it's energetic. It's not like, you know, most likely when you're doing this, you're not thinking, oh, I'm going to control my twin flame, right? And your twin flame, the pull energy, is certainly not thinking about controlling you or trying to manipulate you. But that's actually what's happening. And it's a fear of losing control or a false sense of control, a false sense of security, right? Because you know, like I said, your fear-based push-pull energy or your mind is never in control. It never is. It's always a false sense of security and control. It's always your soul. Your soul has always been orchestrating everything in your lives, everything in between your lifetimes. Your soul is directly from source. You are a drop of source energy, right? That's what you are. All powerful, all knowing, omnipresent, you know, timeless, eternal, infinite. And so, you know, your mind is not that. Your mind is very limited. Your mind is, you know, very temporary. It's only here for every lifetime, right? In between lifetimes, you're not your mind. You are always your soul. And that's what your twin flame is as well, your soul. And so, you know, what you want to do here, what we're doing here, actually, when I say balancing out your fear-based push energy, is you are, you know, transmuting that fear. You're taking away that fear. You're balancing out that need to control that your push energy thinks it needs to do by focusing on your physical form of your twin flame and what that physical form of your twin flame is doing, saying, thinking, or feeling, right? We need to take back, you know, stop that that false sense of control that it has, and, you know, literally let go of that false sense of control is what you're doing when you're balancing out your fear-based push energy. And you might hear, this makes me another quick thing, you might hear people say, oh, I gotta let go of my twin flame and all this. That's not it. You can never let go of your twin flame. Remember, your twin flame is you. You are your soul. Your twin flame is your soul. You can't let go of your twin flame. What we want to let go of is pretty much the wheel, right? Sitting back and letting go of trying to control your journey or trying to control being or getting with your twin flame, letting go of that, just letting go of the wheel and letting your soul take over. Like it's always done anyway. But when you let go of just trying to do it, trying to, you know, find out all the information you can, trying to do whatever you can to, you know, get your twin flame's attention or do whatever you can to get your twin flame to like you or react to you or anything like that. Let go of that all. letting go of the feeling of the need to control things. That's what letting go. That's what we let go of here in this journey, okay? Of that need that we feel that we need to control. And right then when you let go, you let your soul take over. And when you let your soul take over, that's you, that's yourself, and that's your twin flame. And when you trust and believe in your soul to take over, rather than trying to do it all through your mind and through this fear-based push energy and through physical, 3D world means, then that's trusting and believing in your soul, in yourself. And of course, how to love yourself, you trust and believe in yourself, right? You can't love something without trusting and believing in it. And that includes yourself, and that includes your twin flame, and your twin flame is your soul. So anyway, that was just another side there, that's really where letting go comes into this whole journey as well. Let go of that need to control, that need to like grasp onto things, to know everything, to want to do everything. And really, there's nothing to do, but just let your soul do it all. Your soul will do it all. And it always has been. When our minds, our fear-based pushful energy gets involved with things, that's when it delays things. And that's when it, takes it off track a little bit, right? Your soul has the grand plan. Your soul will just do it all. We could just, let go, sit back and allow it to trust and believe for it to happen. But, no, our fear-based push energy won't allow us to do that, especially in the twin flame journey. And so that's why, we do the balancing and the aligning. But anyway, that is today's episode. I hope that kind of clarified things regarding the fear-based push-pull energy. Whenever you think or you're somehow controlling things through your mind, you are not. Your soul is doing everything and orchestrating everything. And it will orchestrate everything exactly as it's meant to happen in divine perfect timing, despite any kind of perceived physical obstacles or barriers or anything like that. I have seen absolute miracles happen with my students in this journey of how, their souls have brought them and their twin flames together in ways that their mind could never have even thought of or conceived of it happening. It was just like miraculous ways. And it's beautiful. And so I just want to share that with you. It's okay. You're not in your mind, and your fear-based push energy is not in control. You can never control another person, let alone your twin flame. What you can do is let go, allow your soul to take over. And your soul is you. Your soul is your twin flame. And your soul then will bring you two physically together. Once you get all that fear-based push energy, and therefore the pull energy, because you balance out the push, you're balancing out your twin flame's pull, which is your pull. I'll clear all that out, transmute all of that, get that push-pull out of there, and then your soul can bring you back together physically. But you really got to just trust and believe in the process, and that is your soul. So thanks for watching this week's episode of Twin Flame Truth TV. Have an amazing week, guys, and lots of love.